Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Already into hour number two, wide open phones, big news blitz coming up. The so-called death panel measure survives in the House bill, the public option, 1,900-page nightmare. We'll get into the latest economic news as well. And in England, you're going to have a license to be with your children in public. That's in the London Telegraph. The end of the family. This is what the social services are planning. That's coming up as well. Big news blitz in T-minus 30 minutes. Let's talk to Daniel in New York. Daniel, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Alex. I just want to say I appreciate your show, and I definitely believe that God speaks through you. I was listening one day, and you know, I was praying for God to answer me, and you just started talking, and it was as though God was speaking right through you to me. I just want to say thanks for that. But again, I want to...
I think God, sir, I think God speaks through all of us.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. But he definitely used you that day to reach out to me, so I just want to say thanks for that.
Well, were you asking God if God was real, give you a sign?
No, just some personal things that I was going through in my life. And, you know, it was as though when I listened to your show that day, my prayer was answered.
Wow. Well, that's a real blessing. Thank you.
You're welcome. The reason I'm calling is, Western New York, we're organizing up here pretty well. We have a Campaign for Liberty. We have the Oath Keepers. We also have We Are Change. And what we're doing is once a month we put together a festival. And this November we're going to be doing a festival at the German House Auditorium on poison foods. And we're going to be covering the Codex Alimentarius.
That is a great way to reach mainline conservatives and liberals, because everybody knows the GMO is bad. All the studies are out. They know the mercury is bad in the shots. They know this fluoride's bad. National polls, over 80% want the fluoride out, but the government knows best. And so that's a great way to bring people into the wider awakening.
Yeah, and I want to call on all InfoWarriors to come to this on November 19th. And we need to strengthen this part of the country. And it's amazing. Every time I call you a show and I make a calling, how many people show up. And I just want to, again, thank you for that. We're going to be having your newest movie there available for the general public. So that's another way we get those info bombs out there.
Well done.
So,
thank you so much for the... Oops, go ahead.
Give out the website?
Sure.
It's Campaign for Liberty New York, or Campaign for Liberty NY, and it has all our links, and it has all the groups that are going to be sponsoring this event.
Excellent. Good to hear from you. Sam in Arizona, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, and I just want to say it starts where we stand. Also, I wanted to report today to you that Phoenix is completely covered with chemtrails, just in time for all the millions of kids to trick-or-treat tomorrow, but I was wondering if it was going on in any other cities across the country, because Phoenix...
Well, yes, the White House science czar admits there's a giant secret program to weather modify the planet. They call it geoengineering. If this was a foreign planet like Mars, it would be called terraforming, and the science shows they're trying to heat the Earth up. One reason is they know we're due for another ice age, and that's exactly how the globalists would operate. They know the Earth's cooling down, about entering the cycle, so they're trying to heat it while telling everyone they need a tax on carbon dioxide, which is a joke because humans don't even affect that. The UN's own study shows it. And so they want to tax that. But then the chemtrail weather modification system they use is also barium salts, aluminum dioxide, that's toxic to all life, plant and animal, insect, you name it. Bacterial, you name it. Stay there. We're going to come back and talk more about chemtrails with you, Sam, and James, Josh, John, and others. News Blitz as well, straight ahead. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides, oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here's the headline. Council bans parents from play areas. Got another headline here out of England where they've announced that 20,000 plus families, when their baby's born, the CPS, the Child Kidnapping Services, Child Pedophile Services, predominantly, there's more pedophiles in those groups statistically. The FBI even admits than any other group. Where do you think pedophiles go to get jobs? Not saying they're all pedophiles, but they have the highest percentage. Truancy officers, CPS workers. And they're trying to push the same thing here, where when your baby's born, they put a camera in your house for a year, cameras in every room that the government monitors. And the one of the fastest growing areas in England of government jobs is people to monitor the cameras from their home via the internet. So your neighbors are watching you with your children, making sure they get fed, making sure they go to bed, making sure you don't discipline them. This is how the government plans to break up families and take over our life. That's why Obama wants year-round school. That's in all the big Department of Education and United Nations UNESCO documents. I've had the former head of policy, Charlotte Iserby. Let's get her back on. Who was in the Department of Education, the number two person for 4 years in the Department of Education, Charlotte Iserby, and that was the plan back then, and she was in there in the 1980s. So we're going to be breaking that down also, the 1900-page government takeover of healthcare, worse than we thought, death panels, public option, takeover of healthcare, it's all there. That's just some of the news we're going to be covering. But we're continuing to take your calls. Sam in Arizona, I just went to him at the break, so I'm going back to him. He brought up chemtrails. That's what we've called them since the mid-1990s. They're called aerosol spray. And there's a giant government weather modification program. Private meteorologists and toxicologists all over the country who we've interviewed would get samples of the chemtrails over the years and said it was barium salts, aluminum dioxide. Then 9 months ago, in a press conference, John P. Holdren, the White House science czar, gave a speech. His number one priority was geoengineering or terraforming the planet to, quote, save us from global warming. But scientists, climatologists, looked at the chemtrailing data they put out and said, and they only declassified a little bit of the program, they said, this is heating the earth, what you're doing, spraying these particles into the atmosphere. So there's a giant weather modification program going on, and the White House just calmly admits it. And it turns out there was a Nobel Prize given in 1992 to a climatologist who developed the plan to spray barium salts and aluminum dioxide. So exactly what we said in the last decade it was is what it turns out to be. But they call all the massive chemtrailing, that's condensation clouds that don't go away. They just dissipate and then become cloud banks. A normal ice crystal trail disappears in seconds or at the max minutes. These new trails in the last 15 years don't dissipate. They expand. It's weather modification. There's a giant secret weather modification program going on. They claim it's for global warming. I remember 3 years ago, suddenly government-sponsored textbooks nationwide, multiple textbooks for 7th and 8th graders said, oh, the government's spraying sunscreen with these trails to protect the earth from global warming and dangerous UV radiation to help the ozone layer. And then we go, why is this in a textbook while the media calls us kooks and says we're conspiracy theorists? That's like if I read Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, in an editorial Sunday called We Can Do It, published in hundreds of newspapers globally, including the New York Times, said we want global government and the carbon tax system and the Copenhagen, Denmark Treaty of December will fund the world government. I mean, he says world government, global governance, we're going to tax you. We see the treaty. It's taxes on beef, on fish, on rubber, on oil, on gas, on your homes, taxes on dogs. That was in the LA Times Tuesday. And the article said, okay, I believe in global warming and it's man-made and that you should tax us, but keep your hands off my damn dog, was a quote. So even the people, quote, against it in mainstream media say, well, that's going a little far, taxing my dog, because an average 40-pound dog, the UN says, has as big a carbon footprint as a 4X4 SUV in a year. I mean, do you get the idea what this means? This is massive. So they're admitting world government. If you Google the term global governance or New World Order, in fact, let's do it right now for me. You type it in, you click it, and there are thousands of articles a week, new ones, under news, not web. You click news, saying how great global government is, how wonderful world government is, how fabulous it is, how it is a socialist world government. I saw a letter written to the European Union that was presented at a Goldman Sachs meeting. It's the Financial Times of London today, and they're interviewing some British lord calling for world government in the video piece that they have with the article. And he says in there, and they have part of the letter from Gordon Brown, the British Prime Minister, saying, oh, you must appoint Tony Blair as the head of the EU. Oh, he's so wonderful because he's a fellow socialist. But then you say, hey, I don't want a socialist government. And they say, oh, my gosh, you're racist. I mean, see the basic mind control they use? They're the ones injecting race. It's nothing to do with race. It's like saying, hey, I don't want to turn my guns in. Oh, you hate black people. Excuse me? Oh, you're a racist. Well, no, it's like a Monty Python skit or something. It'd be like if you were at the grocery store and said, excuse me, can you tell me where the bottled water is? And they said, oh, you want to kill Jews. In fact, the media does that a lot. They'll attack me every day in mainstream news articles and say, Alex Jones doesn't like Obama. He's like white supremacists who believe in the learned elders of Zion. We're not talking about the learned elders of Zion. We're not talking about Jews. They talk about Jews. They say, oh, Ron Paul wants to abolish the Fed or audit it. That's what white supremacists want. They just inject this. Oh, you don't like socialism. Oh, well, you must be a racist. It has nothing to do with anything. All right, I said I'm going to get to the news later. It's just, it's mind-blowing. And they cold-bloodedly know you're not a racist. They're just engaging in divide and conquer. So that's all coming up. Oh, you don't like socialist health care. You're a racist. Oh, you don't want the federal government to start inspecting all garage sales and bazaars and gun shows, and if anybody's selling anything that was ever recalled of hundreds of thousands of products, $100,000 fine, 2 years in prison first time, $15 million fine, and a 2 year prison sentence the second time. What does it have to do with racism? Racist! Racist! Hey, that's a violation of the 10th Amendment to have the feds inspecting my garage sale. Oh, did you learn that at the Klan meeting? You're like, what does it have to do with this? They're the ones creating the division. The elite want us all at each other's throats, everybody fighting with each other, all the different groups and parties and economic strata, religious groups. All right, let's go to your calls. Finish up on chemtrails, Sam.
Yeah, Alex, thanks again for taking my call. But, again, it's just I see them spraying every day. Today is the worst I've seen it in years. And I go outside, my eyes burn. It's ridiculous. One other thing I'd like to say is Ron Paul for president, 2012.
All right, buddy. But finishing my point, because I tend to drift around going on different rabbit trails, is the media says world government doesn't exist. Go back to the Google main page for me, please. They say it doesn't exist when every week there are thousands of articles with the term world government, new world order in it. The first block of stories has 744. We clicked it Monday and it was 1,200 plus. But that's just in the last 7 days, 744 stories from the New York Times, the Times of London, the Associated Press, Raw Story, the New American, the Press of India, Chinese government news. I see a Prison Planet article, Up Yours, Ban Ki Moon. I didn't write that headline. Oh, boy. Let's talk to James in New York. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
I've got your broadcast on the podcast, but getting straight to the point, I woke up Monday morning, and normally I turn on PBS Kids, and then I'm watching this program called Sid the Science Kid, normally fairly good, but that morning I turned it on, and suddenly it's a straight push for the swine flu vaccination. I mean, a straight out-of-the-gate push for that.
110% propaganda. Yeah. Bush spent $8 billion in covert funding for fake newscasts and paid off reporters. Totally illegal. The General Accounting Office put on record. That was $8 billion in one program. Hundreds of billions were spent in his 8 years. Obama radically expanded that. And the news reports we saw 2 weeks ago were every major children's television show, and this has been done 6 months ago, they did this 6 months ago, was funded. Every major television show, Nickelodeon, PBS, every show that was in production was paid, in some cases, millions. You know, we all hear about Donald Trump getting $3 million per episode of The Apprentice and a contract from Virgin Airlines. Okay, well, that's product placement. This is propaganda placement, the term I coined. It's all straight up Soviet Union, Nazi Germany level, state-sponsored propaganda. So you saw this particular piece. What was it? We saw one PBS show where it was cartoons, and it's like, in fact, pull that up. Watson did a story. I forget the headline. You can call Watson. We can't find it. It's like, I love the shots. It's so good. I'm going to get it. Nah, 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 with a little jingle. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, but, they've got this thing, they've got this coming on, and my wife saw it a couple of days ago, and she's totally disgusted. Also, I've been bringing that up to various people where we're staying, and this one woman actually gave her kid the first shot, the main flu shot, but I showed her some stuff that I pulled off the web for swine flu, and she was just like, I am not letting my kid get that. So
anything else you'd like to add, James?
Yeah. Okay. One.
Stay there. We're gonna go to break. Come back, and I'm gonna find that cartoon where they're like, "I love a shot." Nah, nah, nah.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's GRAFFUNDERSafes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
If you believe Obama is creating runaway inflation, I'll tell you how to profit from this insanity with a free kit. First, the facts. Obama is spending like a drunken sailor. $700 billion for TARP, $122 billion for AIG, more for Fannie and Freddie. The result? A deficit of over $1.8 trillion and the probability of interest rates going above 18% and inflation above 20%. Now the good news. Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, created a free inflation survival kit. The kit outlines how these circumstances created opportunities to turn $10,000 into as much as $431,000 in 12 to 18 months. If you're thinking about gold, get this free kit now by calling 888-314-8782. That's 888-314-8782. Or go to the website inflationsurvivalkit.com.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got one. You're the devil in disguise.
But the flu shot isn't even the devil in disguise. It's killing all these people, maiming people, paralyzing folks. The Gardasil shot is killing women all over the country and the world. Every few months I see mainstream articles about the polio vaccine worldwide being super weaponized, live, killing people. CBS News, Associated Press. But then they say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. The vaccine can hurt you. It's a conspiracy theory. There's world government. We're just announcing it in thousands of newspapers every week. Here's a television program, an example of many that are government funded, paid to brainwash your children and to tell them how great it is to get the swine flu shot. Here it is.
Hey, kids, we're ready to roll. Stopping that virus, that's our goal. So come on, everybody, we're getting the shot. It might hurt a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But it's gonna help a whole lot.
This vaccination is a great opportunity.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
To do something for yourself and your community.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
The virus won't spread if we don't let it.
So roll up your sleeves and come and get it.
If I don't get the virus, I won't give it to you.
If you don't give it to me, I won't give it to her.
If I don't get it from her, I won't give it to them.
That's true.
If I don't get the virus, I won't give it to you.
Hey, kid, we're ready to roll. Stopping that virus, that's our goal. So come on, everybody, we're getting the shot. It might hurt a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But it's gonna help a whole lot.
Yeah. Hey, kid, I'm ready to roll. Stopping that virus, that's my goal. So come on, everybody.
I'm surprised Hitler didn't have newsreels like this for people going into the death camps. And did you hear her go, ha, ha, ha. And then she gives the child the injection. He goes, yay, my IQ just got reduced. I'll get cancer and be brain damaged. Yay, so much fun. But you notice the witch nurse goes, it may hurt some, but it'll help a lot. They can't even help, just add a little, we just love it. We're the New World Order. We write hundreds of giant textbooks how we're putting stuff in the vaccines to sterilize you. No, you're going to have all sorts of health problems and autoimmune diseases. Oh, it's so good. Back, cue it back up to the part. Here it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
The virus won't spread if we don't let it.
So roll up your sleeves and come and get it.
If I don't get the virus, I won't give it to you.
If you don't give it to me, I won't give it to her.
If I don't get it from her, I won't give it to them.
That's true.
If I don't get the virus, I won't give it to you.
Hey, kids, we're ready to roll. Stopping that virus, that's our goal. So come on, everybody, we're getting the shot. It might hurt a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But it's gonna help a whole lot.
Hey, kids, I'm ready to roll.
I can't watch much more of this, but if you go back to earlier, she goes, it's really sick. The headline on this article is Government Hijacks Kids TV to Propagandize for Swine Flu Shots. Desperate brainwashing campaign to coerce suspicious parents into giving their children dangerous H1N1 vaccine accelerates. The federal government has accelerated its $16 million PR campaign. It's a lot more than that. To brainwash and coerce increasingly suspicious Americans into taking the swine flu vaccine by weaving their propaganda into popular preschool show, The Children, for currently showing on PBS Kids. Sid the Science Kid, and that's what the caller just called about. Let me go back to James in New York. James, was this the episode you saw or another one?
That is the exact episode that I saw. That is the precise episode that I saw, and it is just, I was looking at this, and I've told both my kids, don't let them give you any sort of a shot. They actually passed out a package for the public schools. If you fill it out, that means that you're accepting the shot. If you don't, that means that you're
not
allowed.
Yeah, it's a waiver form. You're waiving liability. So if you get paralyzed or get brain damaged or have a convulsion or have a heart attack from the autoimmune response in the ventricles of your heart, you won't come after them. I mean, the German government won't take it. The military won't take it over there. People are dying all over the world. The FDA admits it's paralyzing people and giving them convulsions here in the U.S., but then they hand out lying sheets to the children telling them that This is all conspiracy theories. We'll be right back.
Come on, everybody. We're getting the shot. It might hurt a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But it's going to help a whole lot.
This vaccination is a great opportunity.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home?
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
What would the Founding Fathers think if they could be teleported to the future today? Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Patrick Henry, John Paul Jones, Benjamin Franklin. What would they think today if they could see the state of our society? But we don't have to go back that far. Look at Soviet Russia. Look at East Germany. Look at Nazi Germany. Communist China. Pol Pot's Cambodia. Look at the tyranny that is Egypt today. By every benchmark, by every measure, historically, society, from the angle of anthropology, we are a free society descending into classical tyranny, the likes of which the world's never seen. We're not just descending into tyranny, we're descending into a scientific tyranny, where they've used psychology to study human activity, how to turn us against each other, how to dumb us down, how to make us feel hopeless, powerless, how to play us off against each other. So when you hear somebody say the founders are rolling in their graves, you better bet they are. Better believe it. And it's only getting more intense. It's only getting worse by the minute. I am even taken back and blown away. As bad as the globalists are, as bad as I know them to be, as many other white papers and textbooks and speeches I've read, it's still hard to believe they're really poisoning the water and the food and the vaccines by design. It's hard to believe, even when you read the White House Science Czar's 1,100-page book, Eco-Science, where he calls for forced sterilization, forced abortion, infanticide, drugging the water supply, and vaccines. When you read Bertrand Russell, Nobel Prize winner, saying the same thing in the 50s. When you read the first head of UNESCO at the UN, the Director General of UNESCO, Julian Huxley, calling for the same things. When you read the 1996 Biological Diversity Assessment by the UN saying it. When you read the State Department Memorandum 200 stating it. I'm giving you the names of the documents right now. Any one of them should have the entire elite arrested tomorrow. I mean, I want this to burn into police and military and people that think they serve the system and who think patriotism means trusting the government and doing whatever it says. The government is constituted among men under the Declaration of Independence for freedom and due process, not for a bunch of control freak, power-tripping scientists to spike the water with sterilants that brain damage you and give you boom cancer. Our government is not constituted to kidnap people's children without due process when the CPS is five times more likely, statistically, according to the Justice Department, to abuse children. The British statistics are seven times. I mean, come on, ladies and gentlemen. Every smart criminal on the planet goes and gets a government job. Only the crackhead morons go out and rob you on the street corner. Smart psychopaths and sociopaths get into power positions, and they've got high-tech PR firms that have studied human psychology, and they know how to manipulate us. But once you're aware of the scam, it's all over. Diabetes, cancer, birth defects, it's all off the chart. And it's the water, and it's the vaccines, and it's the GMO food. I have had top scientists that were top scientists on. This morning on the treadmill, I was watching The Insider. I hadn't seen it in over a decade since I saw it in theaters back in, not even in college. The movie came out 15, 16, 17 years ago. Seems like yesterday I was in college, and now it's 15 years ago, 16 years ago. I'm getting old. You wake up one day and college and high school, some distant memory. But I was watching it on the treadmill, watched the first half of it, jogging. I can't jog unless I'm watching television, but I turn on a movie or sports or something, I can sit there and watch it. I get too mad when I watch CNN and Fox and C-SPAN congressional hearings when I'm on the treadmill like I did yesterday. I just got to have a break sometime. But it's loosely based on, it's a composite of several true stories, just like Mel Gibson's The Patriot is a composite of three people in South Carolina. One of them, the Swamp Fox. Called by others the Swamp Ghost. But it's a composite of several true stories with the tobacco companies. And I was just thinking about the fact how the tobacco companies knew 100 years ago. I mean, they were deeply studying cancer over 100 years ago. They knew that it caused cancer and emphysema and heart problems and hardening of the arteries. And they just lied and put out fake science saying it didn't hurt you. Just like they know today that vaccines are deadly by design. But I was thinking about whistleblowers. All the whistleblowers that came out from the tobacco companies. And it made me think of the whistleblowers dealing with torture. And how the Pentagon and the Justice Department would indict them, the whistleblowers, in Afghanistan and Iraq and in other black sites around Europe, Albania and places. That's where the real dungeons are, not Hardin, Montana. And how whistleblowers would go along with some of the torture, but then blow the whistle. Because you get the order, you carry it out, and then they blow the whistle. And then they would use the Patriot Act to charge them and gag them so they couldn't speak out when they go to prison. And they've sent scores of people to prison. Normally the media has it as a footnote. That, oh yes, this private contractor or this captain or this sergeant was given a decade in prison and charged under the Patriot Act for torture because, oh, they released the information about torture and then they get prosecuted for it, not those that gave the order. That's like if some mafia enforcer comes in and says, look, I was there when the orders were given for some hitmen to go kill this whole family, and then the FBI grabs them and indicts them and puts them in prison for it, not for the people that actually gave the orders. It's just such a miscarriage of justice. So I thought about how the fake left holds up the tobacco company whistleblowers as these big heroes when they certainly were. And a lot of them did get sued and got physically attacked and a lot of bad things happened. But what about all the whistleblowers for torture? And then Obama always says one thing and does another. He says, I want peace with Iran, then expands the covert operations, the bombings, the shootings, the killings, the riots inside Iran. And he came out day one when he was sworn in January and said, I'm going to release the torture photos. And then 2 days later, he said, I might release them. And then 2 days ago, when he signed the hate crime bill, federalizing local police, he also signed another bill federally blocking the release of any of the torture photos or videos. The Army's own report says they rape children in front of their parents with large objects with battery acid on them. Go read the report. Yeah, I can imagine why the media doesn't want that out. Our little heroes raping kids. And they tried to sell you on that evil. Oh, look, Jack Bauer tortures the guy's kid to get the answer, and it stops L.A. from being nuked. Torture must be good. And there's all these new video games coming out where you torture people to get answers out of them. I just saw another one last night. We had up on PrisonPlanet.com a link to it where you kill civilians. And they got video games where you rape women and kill them and get bonus money. And you're just all being turned into psychopathic animals. And all the psychopathic low-level animals who enjoy torturing and raw power, don't you understand that the higher-level psychopaths are soft-killing you with what they're putting in your water and shots and food? But speaking of whistleblowers, I've had all these top scientists on. It's been years. I kind of, for a year or so, did this big jag. I got off on a jag exposing what's in the vaccines and also what was in the GMO food. And I had scientist after scientist on. One guy was part owner of the company, the top genetic engineer in England. He was making, according to the newspapers, $4 million a year on average. He's making $4 million. Then they wanted him to approve potatoes that sterilized every mammal they fed it to. And he noticed they'd gone in and altered some of the genes and that they just said, go ahead and approve it in their internal. And he said, no, I can't ship a potato out that sterilizes rats, mice, guinea pigs, ferrets. It will mess with the fertility of humans. And he said, I don't know what you've done to this. He started investigating, and they pulled him off the case. But the point, it was all over the British news. He first went public in 96 about it and was vindicated 5 years later. Was it 2002? First went public in 96. And it sterilized males. It sterilized females. It was not an accident. And there's case after case. Don't you understand what's being done to you? It's not cute. It's not funny. I mean, if you caught me in your house injecting a potato with something that would sterilize you, you would probably shoot me, and you should. If you caught somebody else in your house poisoning your food, you'd probably grab a butcher knife out of the butcher block if you had your head screwed on straight and start stabbing me with it. But see, your will to survive, your will to stand up, your will to get involved has been destroyed. And in England and in Chicago and New York and other select U.S. cities, If somebody breaks in your house and you shoot them with an illegal gun you've hidden, even if they're raping you and your wife or attacking you, many cases of that, you go to prison. They throw the book at you, and you spend more time in jail than the would-be attacker. They get to sue you and end up owning your house. And I saw an article yesterday out of England where this 14-year-old and his 16-year-old cousin had robbed this guy's mother over and over again. And so he went and stayed with her a few days, and when they robbed her the next time, they got in a fight, and he stabbed one of them, and the 14-year-old died, and now he's been charged with murder. And, of course, there's the famous case of the gypsies robbing this guy three times, this old farmer, and he had an old hidden shotgun from his daddy illegally, and he shot one and hurt him, and he went to prison. I think he spent over a decade. He just got out. We need to get him on. He just got out. We should get him on. And they sued him and won, the guy he shot. You know, criminals now get on top of your house, fall through your skylight. Every few months I hear about a criminal falling down the stairs or falling through your skylight or falling off your fire escape. And because there wasn't a warning sign on the stairs or a warning sign on the skylight, they sue and win. I saw a report where this guy killed an ice cream truck manufacturer. He went in his house, gunned him down and killed him. And then now he's suing the ice cream truck company and just won a preliminary case. That's how it works in America. Someone kills you and then wins in court against you. It's all meant for criminals. That's why all over the news they report half of Congress or more doesn't pay taxes. In the last decade, they've taken almost all the FBI agents off of real white-collar millionaire and billionaire crime and put it on blue-collar. $25,000, $23,000 a year. That was in the news again Monday. They cut even more of the FBI and Secret Service off of the white-collar criminals because they write the rules, ladies and gentlemen. That's tyranny. Tyranny is when criminals take over the government. And these criminals are so evil, they say, hey, let's poison and drug and dumb everybody down because people will wake up and fight us if we don't. What's the best thing to put in all the water? Well, fluoride's great. It brain damages you, makes you lethargic, makes you passive, gives you cancer, sterilizes you. Hell yeah. Oh, the Soviets are doing it in 1931. Oh, Hitler did it. Oh, my goodness, let's put it in the water in 1947 in the U.S. I've got a Pulitzer Prize-winning book on World War II with Hitler putting it in the water. I mean, it's not hard here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I said I'm going to your calls in the news. It's simple. I live in Austin, Texas. They call it fluoride. It's hundreds of chemicals they put in the water. We've been given a tour. They've admitted it. It's all these deadly chemicals. Take it out of my water. Take it out of my water. Get it out of my water. Don't tell me it's good for my teeth. Thanks to all the lawsuits and top EPA toxicologists and head of their union suing and going public. 3 years ago, the American Dental Association said children shouldn't brush with fluoride toothpaste because it causes dental fluorosis, weakening of the teeth, and bone cancer. I mean, did you know the American Dental Association says don't brush your teeth with fluoride if you're under the age of 5? Did you know the American Medical Association says that now? I mean, they've been forced to admit it makes your teeth get yellow spots all over them, dental fluorosis, and weakens your bones and teeth. It doesn't even do what they say it does. It's forced medication. That's what this stinking vaccine is. Look at their other forced medication, fluoride. Again, the catch name, fluoride. Some cities put 350-something chemicals in. Other cities put only 156 in. Austin puts 220-something. We got the tour. Rob Dew went. We went and took us months to get it. We got the tour of the stinking facility. And they said, turn your cameras off. And said, yeah, we don't like it either. And they said, look at how it eats holes in the concrete. If we even spill a drop of it, it eats holes in the concrete. And see, here's the deal. It's a cumulative poison. And it's binary. Once you have these fluoride molecule chains in your bones, they build up and start binding to other similar free radicals and Grignard reagents and heavy metals. I mean, it puts a matrix. Fluoride has one of the smallest molecules in existence. It goes through almost everything. Every filter you can imagine, you name it. And now they want to spray it on crops as a pesticide because bugs will die if they eat it. They'll die just walking around on grapes or wheat. You can just Google fluoride to be used as pesticides. They're, for 2 years, they've had approval and are spraying it on the stinking food. It goes right through the plant's skin and precipitates in it. And you still love it. Cops are driving around laughing right now. Listen to this cuckoo. It's real funny, isn't it? Now, I know a lot of you actually go look up the information I talk about. Now you're awake. That's good. But for those of you that supposedly are the front line serving this system, you may not be a criminal, but the people you work for are the most diabolical, evil people the planet has ever seen. Two words. Write it down. Scientific dictatorship. Another word, eugenics. Another term, soft kill weapons. Another term, binary weapons. Here, this is your homework this weekend. If you're not like a 50-year-old man dressing up like a little kid running around in costumes. Tell what men are supposed to be doing, ladies and gentlemen. Getting drunk and being a bunch of slovenly idiots. Why don't you wake up and do some research this weekend? Why don't you get up off your fat butts and save your family? Soft kill weapon. Binary weapon. Silent weapons for quiet wars. Eugenics. Your call straight ahead. A ton of news. Stay with us.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, and arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
My final point about the poisoning of our food and water. Is the fact that 3 years ago, close to 95% of all EPA scientists and toxicologists, and we've had the head of their union on, sent letters certified to the head of the EPA and of the White House saying what is known as fluoride being put in the water is a combination of hundreds of deadly chemicals. You can go pull that report up. EPA scientists send letter concerning fluoride to EPA. We've had them on the show. We should have them back. It's been over a year. You're being forcibly medicated. And it should anger you, but you're sedated, so it's hard to get angry, isn't it? And there's so many examples of this, and now they want to force their vaccines on us. John in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yo, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to let you know that, first of all, I took a whole stack of 25 Fall of the Republic, an amazing movie, and took it to my local police station with a box of cookies, dropped it off to the guys, and said, please give this out to your guys. It's very important that they watch it and understand what they're saying in this movie.
What did the public servant at the front desk say to you?
Well, he was really taken back. And first he tried to be like, it's not copywritten or anything. And I was like, no. It's, you know, the guy who makes it, he's a real American, and he puts it out for everybody to distribute it. So, you know, please hand it out to your guys. Here's some cookies. Thank you for all your service. You know, I never had a problem with the police, but I also want to make sure that when they clamp down, you know, they understand that they're violating their oath and everything.
Well, great job. And so you gave them 25 copies, John.
Yeah, and it's a small little police right outside of Philadelphia. So I think there's only like 10 or 15 guys there. But I hope that they have some and they pass them out to other people as well. I was also wondering if maybe in the near future you might be able to get somebody on who is an expert in preparedness, you know, because I do think that even if we do start to fight back, these guys aren't going to go down without a fight. And I'd like to have, you know, someone who knows about preparedness. Or do you know where I can go, et cetera?
Well, there's all sorts of preparedness. I mean, the biggest thing is to be politically prepared and to take our country back. But we do have to hope for the best, prepare for the worst. But I do appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, John. Bob in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just wanted to call just so it encourages you, because I know I know a lot of people that do things like you, not what you do, but maybe in other fields. And sometimes we all get discouraged, but I just wanted to call in as a testimony on how I found you and your show and how it just sort of totally turned my life around in the last couple months. I was just sitting around one day, and, you know, I was watching all the crap on TV they put on, like, with, you know, what happened on 9/11. And when I first looked at that, I'm a very conservative kind of guy, so I just looked at all that stuff as, like, conspiracy people, like a bunch of liberal idiots. And then one day I found myself sitting around. You know, I'm a very serious kind of Christian guy, so, you know, I'm not trying to put that in the mix, but I actually just started praying, and I asked the Lord to show me some truth about all this, because I was kind of concerned about the future and all that, and I'm not kidding you. No exaggeration. It came up, started Googling stuff, and it just happened. I found this movie. You probably heard of it. It was The Greatest Lie Ever Sold. That was the first thing I found. I don't know how good that was. It's pretty
Anthony J. Hilder.
Yeah, I found it to be pretty good, but I didn't like how they put the music and the kind of plot, because I found a lot of people get mad.
And then you found my material. Stay there. We're going to come back in 70 seconds to start the second half of the show. We're going to start simulcasting in PrisonPlanet.tv as well.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.